All right, how's everybody doing? Good? So I get the illustrious honor of being the last presentation before lunch. And if you're like me, stomachs are growling a little bit and looking for a little nourishment, so I'll get right at it. I have a lot to cover in half an hour here, so hold on to your hats and hopefully it'll be a little bit entertaining as well. So I'm here to talk about something called the Suite from Provence and taking Service Manager to new heights, and the background of the SU template slides here were inspiring, so hence the title here. All right, so let's get going. So we all know when it comes to the provision of IT services within a business, there's numerous different types of stakeholders, right? And as I think Brad talked about this morning, you know, users are the center of the universe and it's all about the users and so on. And that's very true, but you know, there's lots of different stakeholders with users, our help desk pros, asset managers, service management administrators, IT managers, line of business managers, and so on. And everyone has their own focus, their own expectations, their own priorities, et cetera. And it's all about obviously balancing this, but at the end of the day, it's about, am I getting what I need to do my job, and am I getting that for good value, right? Is the quality there, and so on. And that's really what we're going to use to kind of transition into our chat about the suite today and the little demo I'm going to show you as well. And so a quick introduction to the suite. The suite is powerful and extended functionality for Total Management and Microsoft System Center Service Manager. And when you combine that with products that we make available through something called the System Center Solutions Store, it gives us a deep set of capabilities that really enhance and complement the existing System Center Service Manager core capabilities. And I encourage you, if you haven't had a chance to go and look at systemcentersolutionsstore.com, to go and check that out. So given the, sorry about that, moving along here, wrong way. So given the context that I just provided, the demo I'm gonna walk you through, and part of this is part of the challenge is, how do I demonstrate something that shows how we can address the needs of these various stakeholders with these differing kind of requirements and do it in a way that I can get it done in less than 29 minutes now and make it a little bit entertaining as well. So what I'm going to do, first off, I'm going to apologize for my bad acting. I'm going to take on the roles of these different users or stakeholders in this demo and use a scenario to kind of help illustrate this. If I appear a little schizophrenic, it's probably because I've probably forgotten which role I'm playing, and so maybe you can help keep me on track. So let me set the stage here for you. We got a fictitious company called SCU and Company, and we're going to have we have a new hire starting next Monday. Her name is Lisa Jones. She's a new marketing executive, and our job here is to kind of kick off an HR process and an action to get her set up in our environment, in our company, and get her provisioned with assets and so on, and try and do it in a way that I can help illustrate kind of some of these different roles. So with that, let me get rid of this and minimize that, and let's start off. So first hat or role that I'm assuming here is that of an HR manager, and it looks like you can see that pretty good. So here at SCU and Company, we use Provence's The Suite, and we have a self-service portal for end-user support of IT services or requesting IT services. And I've just been notified recently by the IT team that supports the portal that they've implemented a new corporate process for the onboarding of new employees. And what a coincidence, that's what I need to do here today. Okay, so there's a little announcement about it. So they've said, you know, check it out, see if it's still, if it works for you. Let's see how it really supports this kind of process. And I know onboarding employees is nothing new. We've all seen these kinds of demos before, but it's a really good example for us to leverage here. So in the self-service portal, full HTML5 client here, lots of flexibility and customizability here. I'm going to go into the service catalog. And I'm going to go under corporate processes. Okay, user onboarding seems like the obvious place to go. And so let's go and create that, set this up. So as I can see here, I've got a nice looking form here. So I got to put some input in here, and as well I've got, looks like about 3 or 4 pages of content to go through here. So let's get going. So first name of our new employee is Lisa, and last name is Jones. Sorry, my mouse is slipping down below here because this is on a bit of a slant. So Jones, and we'll give her 2015 as her HR ID, She's in marketing, if you remember. So let's do a quick search for marketing organization. She's in the U.S. marketing, and her cost center is also going to be marketing. So we're capturing some key information about not only who she is and sort of the HR level data, but more of the organizational data as well that'll be used as input into setting her up and getting her provision. All right, so far so good. Next step, we can add a computer. Well, this is cool. So let me go in here and see what we've got here. So we've got, none is a selection, but notebook or desktop. So here at SCU & Company, we're very generous. Our marketing executives are really well equipped. They get a notebook, they get a tablet, and they get a Windows phone. So that's the basic kit for a new marketing executive joining the company. So let's get her provisioned here. So I'll select asset type, computer, and a monitor. We'll give her a nice 24-inch Samsung. So anybody notice a mistake that I just made here? I said she gets a notebook, not a desktop. So I can go back here and change that back to notebook. Now you'll notice that I'm going to get some other options here. Now that I selected notebook, I've got some models. I still have monitor, but docking station and accessories come up as well. And this is an example in the portal of some of the out-of-the-box capabilities to support question and answering kind of scenarios, branching logic, and so on. Again, there's no kind of smoke and mirrors here. This is all out-of-the-box products, no automation in the background, that sort of thing going on. So let's get a model here for Lisa, a T440. Is what I've been told to assign to her, a ThinkPad. Monitor's good. We'll give her a docking station because she has a notebook. And we'll hook her up with some accessories. She needs, absolutely must have, the luxury notebook bag. And we'll get her a keyboard and mouse. All right, so that looks pretty good. So when this request goes in, those things will be on the docket. Of course, she needs a mobile, as we mentioned, so she's going to get a Windows phone, and I've been told to assign her a Lumia 535, and she's going to get the latest and greatest Surface Pro 3 as well. So she's really going to be kitted out well here. Software, yes, absolutely. So beyond the sort of basic image that's on the devices, we have an option here to allocate out some more or assign some software here. And because Lisa's in marketing, she's going to be doing marketing campaigns, those sorts of things. She's going to need a subscription to Dynamics, so we'll provide that as well. And then the last step here, I'm given an option to provide some added IT services. And let's see what we have here. So we've got VPN, we've got an extended mailbox storage and SharePoint. So she's going to travel, work from home, we'll give her VPN. And because she's in marketing and probably a prolific emailer, we'll just set up that extended mailbox storage up front and not wait for the request to come in 2 weeks. All right. So it looks like we're good to go. Let me submit that request. And we see that we've got a service request number here that's been created. And I'm just going to write that down quickly so I don't forget it. 6956. All right. And I'm not sure if you can see that okay, but I can zoom in there. We've got a service request number. Now, this has been submitted into Service Manager now. All that information that I just created in the portal is going in. And if I go here at my homepage for my requests as the HR manager, here it is right here, onboarding. I can go in and open the details, verify what I just completed, and you know, all the usual information you'd expect to be in a service request is here. You know, who's the affected user, created dates, in the description, all that information I just completed, Lisa Jones and her HR ID and marketing and cost center and so on, and the assets that we're going to be assigning to her, they're all there, and that all shows up in Service Manager automatically, just as part of the, again, the out-of-box experience here, and there's, you know, the question and answer information. Okay, so suffice it to say, it's all good to go, so let's move along here. So changing hats again, I am now the hiring manager. So I'm Lisa's new boss. And I've received an email that got generated from this service request saying, you're part of an approval activity. It's related to the hiring of Lisa or onboarding of your new employee. We need your approval to continue to complete this onboarding process and provision her properly, et cetera. So I can go into a product called MobileFront. And this is one of the products out of the System Center Solution Store that I mentioned earlier. And so you need to pretend that this is my mobile, my Windows phone here. But this is the web-based interface on top of Service Manager on my mobile. So I'll come in here to activities assigned to me. And here is the one for user onboarding that was just created, and it's created actually a request activity called 6957. If I want, I can see the details. They're all there, but I just want to keep the process moving as this is important to get done quickly, so I can say okay, hit approve, and now that's done. So the process of that service request activity can continue to the next phase, and I'm not standing in the way of making something happen. And as our hiring manager, she starts next Monday. It's very important to me that we get this done quickly, because when she starts on day one, I want her to be really happy and happy that she made a decision to come into SCU and company. Okay, so next step, and the next hat I'm going to wear, is that of asset manager. And so if you remember, when we created filled in the information in the portal in terms of bringing her on board, there were a few things that we're going to provision to Lisa. One is a software subscription license to Dynamics, and the other is the assignment of hardware assets for a notebook, for a tablet, and for a Lumia 535 mobile phone. So I, as the asset manager, want to verify that we have assets on hand, that we have inventory of these assets or licenses or whatever they are, so that we can assign them out to Lisa. And I know that from seeing some others here that some of these screens can be a little washed out, but you can see here, if I can do this with one hand. No, that's not going to work here. Sorry about that. What I'm looking at here is a view of our software that we're managing in Provence Asset Management from an assignment perspective, and this is a very effective way of managing things like software as a service type applications and licenses versus software titles tracked by installation, which we have the capability of managing in different ways to ensure we optimize entitlement management and so on. But you can see here, hopefully you can see okay, that we have Dynamics CRM online, and it's got a green little checkbox next to it here. And we've got an entitlement of 20 licenses, and we have only 10 assignments out. So we're good. We've got enough licenses to assign one out to Lisa, so we'll make that happen. I also noticed up at the top, AutoCAD has a bit of a red X beside it. So that's telling me something's wrong there, and I'll come back to that later this afternoon and check it out and see what's going on. But let's stick to the matter at hand here, which is getting Lisa assigned. So what I'm doing now is I've clicked on assign in the taskbar, and what Provence provides is a number of process-driven tasks or activities that help sort of structure the movement or change in status of assets and so on to make sure things are done properly, that I'm not relying on manual processes and making mistakes potentially and so on. And so in this assignment of this license, I've got the option to assign to either a hardware asset or a user. Obviously, we're going to do it to a user. And I can go in here and just say we're going to do one here. We're going to go and find Lisa here in a second. As this spins up. I think Wally said this is where you dance. There we go. So let me slide that a bit. All right, I'm just going to look for Lisa. If I could type today, it would help. I'll go search. There's Lisa. You'll notice as well, we're aware of some of the key information we input when we created the service request, like her affiliation to location, organization, and cost center. And that'll come across as well. And that's important data, obviously, for proper management reporting of things like the licenses and so on. All right, so that's done. So Lisa's got a license. That's completed. Very easy to do. So that's great. So let's go have a look at the hardware assets now and see what we have available. Now, here at SCU and company, we manage lots of different types of assets with Provence. We've got everything from sort of general computer assets to things like monitors and docking stations and smart boards to our infrastructure assets, mobile devices, BYOD devices, VMs, and so on. And in some cases, we have different asset managers for those classes of assets because they're managed differently or they have different characteristics about them that require that level of management. So, but here, as the asset manager, what I'm looking for is understanding if computers are mobile assets, right? So we're combining classes, and so if someone's created a power view for me that allows me to see multiple classes of assets in a single view, so I can go in and see what we have available from a hardware and from a mobile perspective to assign to Lisa. And if I go in here, I can see that we don't have any T440s. We got a few T410s, but we got the one's damaged, one's on legal hold, and I'm sure that's a good story. And one's out for repair. And if I scroll down to the bottom here, I'll actually see our status on the mobile device and the tablet. And we've got a 920, but that's not the model we want. And we have one Surface Pro 2 that's lost. So obviously I've got a problem here. I don't have the assets that are required to equip Lisa. So we need to generate an order process around this. So what I'll do is the asset managers, I'll send off a note or initiate a procurement process with the procurement manager, and that would lead me to my next role, or my next hat here is that of the procurement manager. So again, here at SCU and Company, we don't have an ERP system, and we rely on Provence for full management of all of our POs and invoices. So complete lifecycle management from the time we create to the time we receive assets, and every step in between is managed by Provence, and it's all completely integrated with our invoices and with all the assets that we're managing or receiving, whether that's partial shipments, you know, full shipments, etc. A lot of flexibility in doing that. And so to save time, I've actually pre-created a PO, and you can see it here. It's called PO SCU 2015. So let me open that up and just show you what we're going to be ordering. Now, a policy that we have at SCU and Company is that when we do order assets, we order multiples. We don't just order, you know, onesie, twosie. We buy 10 because we get a quantity break from our supplier. So here's that the PO, and just to give you a quick view here, usual stuff you'd expect: PO numbers, PO dates, you know, life cycles of POs, is it approved, in process, etc. You know, we can categorize the type of procurement that it is, description, some internal contacts. So as the procurement manager, my name is Zoe Burkett, and I've got my contact at my supplier CDW is Jeff Johnson. He's our sales rep. And then, you know, all the other kind of information you'd expect, build to, ship to. And then down here, what's important is that we carry through key information like who's the requester, location, cost center, organization. This is key data that gets used later on with in terms of managing assets, for reporting purposes, for perhaps financial purposes, for chargeback or bill back to the business. These sorts of things become important. And then lastly, we've got, you know, date required and payment terms. Now, last thing I'll show you here is what we're actually ordering, and I'll go into line items. So you can see here that we've got we're ordering 10 Surface Pro 3s, 10 Lumia 535s, and 10 T40s. Okay, those are our minimum quantities. We get a bit of a break from CDW. And then down here, we're summarizing costs and so on, including calculating tax rates and so on. But we can have anything in here that we want. This could be, you know, consumables, it could be a mixture of different types of assets, et cetera. It doesn't matter. It's all fully supported within the system here. So this all looks good. So what I'll do is I'll just say okay, and then this will be sent off to CDW, and I've informed them that this is coming, that it's an urgent requirement to get these assets shipped as quickly as possible, and they've assured me, or Jeff's assured me, that's no problem at all. Greg, you'll have your assets in time. Okay, so that's happening, and so my last step as the procurement manager is I'm just going to go into mobile front again, and I'll just do a quick refresh on this. As we do things here, and I just want to make sure that activity is shown as completed, because it was actually a request activity that was generated in the system. And as soon as this finishes refreshing, here we go, I'll go in here, and we can see here that we have an asset purchase related to this particular incident of user onboarding. I'll select that, and I'll just go in and complete it so that service manager is updated and things can continue to proceed at a good pace. So assets ordered, awesome. Okay, moving along pretty good. And I haven't seemed to lose track of who I am yet, which is impressive. All right, so let me go now and move along here. So next character or role that I'm playing is that of the IT manager. And as the IT manager, I'm a little anal, and I love my reports, and I'm a little bit of a micromanager as well. And so I'm always deep in the reports and looking at trends and trying to monitor what's going on within the team, looking at priorities, looking at the different types of activities and incidents and so on that we have, monitoring workloads, and so on. And so I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm deep into my reports here. And I get a call from the hiring manager, and he's a little bit excited, he's a little bit upset, I can tell, and he's going, I said, so what's going on? He says, well, I'm standing in front of Lisa Jones, new office, and I'm looking at her desk, and it's empty. And I go, well, what do you mean? Well, we've got this process going to get her equipped, and I don't see any equipment, right? There's no tablet, there's no laptop, there's no phone or nothing. She starts on Monday. She's a really important hire for us. We stole her away from the competition, and she needs to come in here and have her socks blown off by how, you know, prepared we are for her to join our business. So I said, well, stay on the line. Let me look up what's kind of going on here. So I can go over here without leaving my reporting environment and going into the console. I can go right in to Insight here and look at the different work items. And there is my service request, 6956 is right here. Now, you didn't see that it wasn't here before, but you'll need to trust me. That was not there before. This is all live data going into my demo environment here. So I'm talking to the hiring manager, and I say, well, just to confirm, so this is about Lisa Jones, marketing. Oh, I noticed that there's a whole bunch of assets here that are being acquired for her. I happen to know that when I last looked, we didn't have a lot in inventory or in our storage, so that may be the holdup, but it may be in procurement, or they may be having to go out and buy some more assets. But let me have another look here. I can see a couple of things that are sticking out to me here. First of all, priority is at medium. And if this is so urgent and such a high priority, why isn't that higher? And also, the urgency was also set at medium over here. And by the way, Greg, he's our guy, and if there was anything to do, he'd be on it. So I'm not concerned that we're holding up the works here. There's probably some other process happening that's stalling things. But we'll have a look. So I'll do two things for you. I'll increase the priority and the urgency for you, and I'll ask Greg to contact procurement and see if he can find out what's happening with those assets. All right, you following me so far? All right, good. So again, as the IT manager, my preferred interface into the service management world is using my web browser and using a product called Webfront, which is part of the suite. And it's a full browser-based experience, very rich experience over top of Service Manager, or as an option to Service Manager console, and all the capability there and more, actually. But let's go in and find our incident here, our service request here, which was 6956. So I'm going to search for that one and bring it up. And I'm going to do as I promised to the hiring manager. I'm going to go in and change the priority and the urgency. So you can see here we're retrieving data live from my system here. Just take a second. Here we go. I'll go in and select that, open it up. It's coming right now. Okay. So there's all the detail of the service request. Very similar kind of look and feel as what you would see in Service Manager. Here's our urgency and priority. So I'll do as I promised. I'll change that from medium to high. Priority from medium to high. And I'll also add a note in here to Greg. Contact procurement and get status. All right, add that in, say okay, and that's done. So that's happening now. In a couple hours from now or whenever we get update on what's happening with those assets, I can call the hiring manager back and, you know, let him kind of relax a little bit and know that things are in hand here. Okay, so that's all happening. So next I'm coming back in and I'm going to be the asset manager. So let's go back into my asset management world. So one of the things I want to show you here is under hardware assets and in my power views, I have a power view here called received assets. And you can see that view is empty. There's no assets there right now. So I got an email this morning from our supplier CDW to tell me that assets are going to be shipped today or delivered today, and so you'll have them, but we could only do a partial shipment. We couldn't get all 10 of everything that you're looking for, but you're getting a partial shipment. You're getting 4 Surfaces, you're getting 3 ThinkPad T440s, and you're getting 2 Lumia 535s. And I say, okay, that's no problem. At least that helps me, you know, meet Lisa's requirements and get the hiring manager, you know, off our back. And two, we have a few extra assets left over for inventory we can put into storage. But the other key thing is that CDW provides me with a CSV file of what's coming. So information about things like the asset tag and serial number and model information and so on, which is key input data that we need to manage these assets in the asset management system. And we need that data before we can actually assign the assets to Lisa. So knowing that this data is there now, I can take that, going back into Provence, and go into the data management product, and I can do a really fast import of that data using some pre-existing templates that have been created for me. We do a lot of work or a lot of buying from CDW, and so we have some generic templates set up already to help import their data. And this one's for hardware assets, so I'll go along here and step through the process. And this is just asking me where the source file is. Yep, got it. Gives me a little preview of the source data rows and columns. Everything looks pretty good. The next step here is where I get to define what objects are being imported. So we have multiple object classes coming in one import, and then we can define relationships. And this is a very simple one because we're just bringing in the hardware assets, and they have, in this case, a relationship to their warranty. And that looks good, so next, and then I'll just do the import. So in real time here, I'm importing this data. It's not a lot of data, so it'll happen quickly, and if there's any errors, I'll know about it. But having run through this demo about 100 times already, I know that we're good to go. All right, so that should show up now in our received assets power view. And voila, there it is. So let me just sort this. So two Lumia 535s, four Pro Cifras Pros, and three T440s. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to select one of each here. So get the Lumia, select, control, and control. So Provence allows me to install or move or affect different change processes against assets or multiple assets at one time. So in this case, we're going to install these assets and assign them to Belisa, and again, the Pro, the Lumia, and the laptop. So this is another example of the automated processes that Provence provides to ensure that all the important steps are done properly, that I'm stepped through without having to kind of figure out what I need to do or what I may have missed. And it helps with data accuracy and so on. So let me go in and assign this to Lisa. So similar process as to what we did with the software. And I got a little sizing issue here. Lisa J, search. Hit the button. Okay, thank you. All thumbs here. There we go. Done. And you notice here in the checkbox, I'm not sure if you can see it well, but this allows us to set location, organization, and cost center affiliation. So again, you saw before where we know Lisa belongs to marketing, and she's in Dallas, Texas, and our cost center is marketing US, and so on. And we want that to carry through to the assets as well. Again, this information is really, really important from a governance perspective, from a reporting perspective, and other reasons we use it in the business. And you can see here location, and at the bottom, cost center and organizations filled in. And then lastly, what I have the opportunity to do here is update status and lifecycle of this asset. So designated use, it's production, its readiness status now is in use because we're going to deploy it immediately. And the lifecycle status is installed. Okay, so that's all good to go, and the way I need it to look. And so I'll say okay. So now the hardware assets are assigned to Lisa, software asset is assigned to Lisa, and so there's no reason now why the field technicians or the delivery team can't go and get these assets on Lisa's desk and make sure that when she comes in on Monday, she's again very impressed by joining SCU and company. So second last step here, I got 3 minutes left, so I better hustle. I'm the field technician, And I'm going to install them on Lisa's desk. I'm going to test all the connections, make sure everything works great. And I do that, and everybody's happy. The hiring manager's happy as punch. And so now I can close that incident or that service request because the assets have been delivered. So I'll go into the assigned to me. Here's the deploy assets. It's still in process here. I'll click on it. And I'll very quickly go in here and just complete this. And say, done, okay. And just back out of that and refresh it for the next step. So everybody's happy, you should be happy. So last step in this, and coming full circle again, is I am the hiring, I'm the HR manager. And what's happened is I received an email from the IT saying, well, you've been through the process now for the first time. We'd like your feedback on it. You know, rate us, give us some feedback on how things went. So I received an email with a link, and this link would have taken me to my closed incident. There's our service request 69.56. I can open it up, and I'm going to give him the opportunity to rate the quality of service and provide some feedback to the team. So 5 stars all around. Great job. You know, the best ever service, and say okay, and we're done. Okay. I think I managed to get through that and keep all the rules straight. I'll look at the recording later and we'll see how I did. All right, so let me just wrap up here. I'll just flip back to the slides and then 1 minute and 30 seconds and you're off to lunch. So what I just showed you was how it is possible in today's world with Service Manager as the foundation to really address a lot of the needs and the interaction between end users and different stakeholders and the service management environment in a really efficient and effective way. And the suite is a combined effort. There's 4 best of breed ISVs out there that bring deep domain expertise together in the suite in a very integrated, interoperable way that enhances and complements the core capabilities of Service Manager. And the great news is that it's one support organization, it's one license, and it's one low price. And the folks here, myself included, our team from Provence is here. We got the small stand in the corner over there. You might have seen it. It says a suite on it. And encourage you to come by and see a little bit of a demo or talk to us a little bit more. As well, I encourage you this afternoon to check out Kirk Monroe's session. He's another team member from Provence who's presenting on getting more PowerShell out of Service Manager and SMA. And I think that's in the junior ballroom downstairs on the third floor at 2:40. And then, of course, we're online, and you can find us whenever you need to. So thank you for your time. Thank you for the opportunity here. A great thank you to Catapult and the team for another great event, System Center Universe. And that's it. You're free to go to lunch.